Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Dave.
Let's start with this story. Albany County data shows some zip codes lag on vaccination rates. We're not only hearing that here, we're hearing that all over the country, too.
Yeah, that's right. We're really getting a sense now of who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated. On Monday, Albany County officials released data that shows just 19% of residents in the rural hamlet of Queenmans Hollow and 36% of residents in the rural town of Bern have received their first shot of the vaccine, compared to 52% of residents countywide. Rates are also low in Albany's West Hill and South End zip codes, where residents of color make up 67 and 72% of the population, respectively. Those communities have respective first dose vaccination rates of 27% and 31%, the data shows. Compare that to the predominantly white hamlet of Slingerlands and the town of Bethlehem, where 69% of residents have been vaccinated, and the predominantly white hamlet of Loudonville in Colony, where 67% of residents have been vaccinated.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is buying in. They've agreed on Monday to take on a local gun rights case that could lead to a landmark decision. Tell us about it.
Yeah, a case that began with two Rensselaer County men challenging the ruling of a state Supreme Court justice on their firearm permits will head to the U.S. Supreme Court this term for a potential landmark decision on the issue of whether citizens have a right to carry guns outside their homes for protection. The top court on Monday agreed to hear the case of the New York Rifle and Pistol Association, Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, against former state police superintendent Keith Corlett and state Supreme Court Justice Richard McNally, who is the licensing officer for Rensselaer County. In 2016, McNally rejected applications for concealed carry permits from the two men. Both men had received gun permits to hunt, but not to carry them outside for protection. In 2018, the two men in the Rifle and Pistol Association filed a federal lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of New York's regulations, arguing it infringed on their Second Amendment rights, violated their Second Amendment rights, when McNally and then State Police Superintendent George Beach refused to grant them permits to carry guns outside their homes for protection. The case has been rejected by two federal courts, but in December, the plaintiffs asked the Supreme Court to take on the case. They say that it will determine whether the Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit law-abiding citizens from carrying handguns outside the home for self-defense. This should be resolved before July.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave.